Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 to 34. They read, "Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions." Oh, the writer to the Hebrews here is wanting to inspire and encourage them again. He's just challenged them somewhat in the previous verses. If you haven't read those, read those, or perhaps listen to the previous podcast. And that's a lot more sobering and challenging. But now he's saying, look, it's going to be worth it. Remember those earlier days, and from those days, take courage and heart for the future. The kind of picture I think he has in mind is the gladiatorial games, the games when such great contests and fights went on. And he's saying, as grand a spectacle as those are, your battles were even more significant, the great contest you had, verse 32. These were the earlier days of their Christian life, when they were in the earlier days, they'd received the light, they were enlightened. So it's earlier on in their Christian life. Now they are older and mature Christians. They are wondering whether any good came out of those times of trial. And he says, yes. And indeed, all of us who've been through tough times and held on to our faith along with our fellow partners in Christ have found a deepened partnership. Suffering leads to being partners in glory through that suffering. And we get the glory that is to come because of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7, as you share in our suffering, so also you share in our comfort. Philippians 3 verse 10, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. And on he goes. And 1 Peter 5 verse 1, and talking to elders, a witness of Christ's sufferings and one who will also share in the glory to be revealed. It's the same word, Greek word, used there each time about suffering. What else has it done apart from giving us deeper fellowship? The suffering has increased our compassion. The more we suffer, the more we have compassion for others who suffer, and we care more deeply for one another, like they did in verse 34, sympathizing with those in prison. What else does suffering do for us? It demonstrates resilience. It says that they joyfully accepted their persecution, the confiscation of their property, and that's quite astonishing when you think about it. But that is something that they were able to do. There's a resilience that developed, and it clarified their priorities. There's nothing like suffering and persecution to clarify why you're doing what you're doing. Of course, the persecutors could not steal what really mattered. Matthew 6, verse 20, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Matthew 19:21, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. No, we need struggle. We need persecution from time to time. Perhaps we shouldn't seek it, but neither should we be surprised nor dismayed when it comes. As Raymond Brown says in his commentary on this passage, Christians need to remember that adversity is rarely a vicious enemy, it is often a valuable ally. It reminds us of the imperishable things which matter most of all. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 35. Until then, if you want to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in iTunes, if you type in MCCX and look under podcasts, you'll find us there. And MCCX is also my Twitter feed. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.